我们请低头先有点祷告。
Let us bow our head in word of prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Oh, our Lord, we thank you from the depth of our heart.
在这个主日的早晨，我们可以这样一同聚在你的跟前。
For in this Lord's Day morning, we have the privilege to gather together at thy feet.
当我们纪念你，我们唱诗。
And we remember you, and we sing praises to you.
我们的心实在充满喜乐。
You have filled our heart with joy, Lord.
我们也知道你与我们众人同在。
For we know that thy presence is here with us.
主啊，我们是属于你的。
For we belong to you.
你也永远是属于我们。
And forever you belong to us.
任何一个时候。
And at each moment.
我们能一同聚在你的跟前。
And when we can gather around you.
这都是最快乐的时候。
It's the most joyful time we have.
主啊，不仅今天在地上我们可以这样相聚。
And not only today we can gather like this.
将来我们和众圣徒和你一同永远相聚。
And forever we shall gather with all saints with you.
我们渴望那个荣耀的日子快快的来到。
Our heart desire for that glorious day to come.
主啊，我们知道今天你没有来，你在宽容我们。
Lord, because of your long suffering, you have not yet come today.
因为你地上的教会还没有装饰整齐。
Because thy church on the earth are not yet ready.
所以我们愿意在你的面前能够接受你自己的工作。
And we pray before you, work in us, Lord.
主啊，把我们装饰整齐。
And to help us to be ready.
我们愿意催促那个日子早日的来到。
For willing, Lord, to see the day coming quickly.
那么今天早晨。
And this morning.
我们仍旧求你对我们的心说话。
We pray that you continue to speak to our hearts.
愿你的膏油厚厚涂抹这个聚会。
May your anointing anoint this whole assembly.
让说话翻译的和听话的都在膏油的里面。
For the speaker, for the translator, for the hearer that may be anointed.
你的同在是我们的满足。
For we are satisfied with that anointing and presence.
是我们的力量。
And it's our strength.
是我们里面的安息。
And it's our rest within.
我们同心把感谢归给你。
We together we want to give thanks to you.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers, Lord.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我想要请弟兄姊妹和我一同先来读一些主的话。
I'd like to invite brother and sister to read the Bible together with me.
对，对不起啊，我需要眼镜。
是在这里吗？在这里吗？不是。A brother just needed to take out his glasses to read the reading glasses.
所以八年多没有来啊，真是老了。
I haven't been here for 8 years, and you can see that I'm older now.
啊，所以现在需要戴老花眼镜读圣经。
We have to put on my reading glasses. Now.
请弟兄姊妹打开创世纪。
Let's open the Bible to the book of Genesis.
创世纪。
Genesis.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
我们读21节到24节。
We're going to read from verse 25, 21 to 24.
还是我先用中文，然后弟兄用英文读。
We'll read in Chinese first, and then we'll read in English.
以诺活到65岁，生了马土沙拉。以诺生马土沙拉之后，与神同行300年，并且生儿养女。以诺共活了365岁。以诺与神同行，神将他取去，他就不再世了。
Verse 21. Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
第六章
Chapter 6、
创世纪第六章第九节
Genesis chapter 6 and verse 9。
挪亚的后代记在下面，挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是完全人。挪亚 与神同行。
This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God.
我们回头看第五节和第六节。
And now let's go back and look at verse 5 and 6.
耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶，耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。
Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of men was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made men on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart.
然后我们看第十一节和十二节。
And now I want to read verse 11 and 12.
世界在神面前败坏，地上满了强暴。神观看世界，见是败坏了，凡有血气的人在地上都败坏了行为。
The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh has corrupted that way on the earth.
我们再请看新约希伯来书。
Let's look at the book of Hebrew in the New Testament.
新约希伯来书第十一章。
And chapter 11.
第五节。
Chapter 11 and verse 5.
以诺因着信被接续，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了，只是他被接去以先已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
第七节。
And verse 7.
挪亚因着信既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救，因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。
By faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith.
我们再看犹大书。
We're going to look at the book of Jews.
犹大书
The book of Jews.
第十四节和十五节。
And verse 14 and 15.
亚当的七世孙以诺曾预言这些人说，看哪，主带着他的千万圣者降临，要在众人身上行审判，证实那一切不敬虔的人所妄行一切不敬虔的事，有证实不敬虔之罪人所说顶撞他的刚皮话。
Verse 14. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying, Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have committed in an ungodly way.And all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him.
我们最后看启示录。
And lastly, let's look at Revelation.
第三章。
And chapter 3.
第四节。
And verse 4.
然而在撒底，你还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的，他们要穿白衣与我同行，因为他们是配得过的。
And verse 4, You have a few names even in Sardis who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy.
我们都知道我们处在一个末后的时代。
We all know that we are currently in the last days.
主来的日子非常的临近。
The day of the Lord's return is imminent.
我过去呢，曾经听见很多弟兄们呢用各式各样的兆头现象来说明主的再来。
In the past, I heard many brothers have used different kind of signs signs to speak of showing that the coming of the Lord is near.
当然，这些也给我们带来了一点点的警惕。
And through all those messages, it actually promised the urgency.
那很多时候就是刺激了一下，好像没什么结果。
But what we see is that you only pricked us for temporary, and then we'll forget about.
但是这几年。
But in the past few years,
我们有一位年长的弟兄。
There's an older brother among us.
他用了另外一种的方式提醒我们主的再来。
He used another way to show us the Lord's coming is close.
他告诉我们圣经中有很多的预言。
He's telling us that in the Bible there are many prophecies.
大部分的预言都已经应验。
And mostly this prophecy has been fulfilled.
而下一个要应验的预言就是主的再来。
And the next prophecy to be fulfilled is the return of our Lord Jesus.
所以当我们注意到这件事情的时候
，And when we suddenly pay attention to this matter，
所以我们的弟兄就告诉我们，主回来是随时会回来的。
And our brother is telling us at any moment the Lord can return。
哎呀，这个给我带来的激励比任何人讲什么兆头现象要实在的多，要有力量的多。
And to me, it really affected me。Because it's much, give me a sense of even urgency more than talking about the signs and wonder that's happening.
所以在多次的特会里面
So throughout many conferences,
我们的弟兄很沉重地告诉我们
Our brother speak to us very seriously.
他问我们说
And he asks us,
Are you ready?
你准备好了吗
Are you ready?
你准备好了吗
我记得有一次特会里面他一连讲了十几次
I remain in one of these conferences, he spoke more than 10 times.
他的心里面感觉何等的迫切。
Because to him, it's such an urgent matter.
那么弟兄姊妹们
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们必须要被提醒。
We need to be reminded.
我们今天来到一个很重要的时刻。
Because we have come to a very important moment.
这个时间变得很紧迫。
For this time, it's very urgent.
任何一个时刻主都可能回来。
For at any moment, the Lord can return.
那么我们预备好了吗
？And are we ready?
我们在主面前有预备吗
？Or have we prepared ourselves to see the Lord?
我们弟兄告诉我们，在这个预言的里面
，And our brother tells us in this prophecy,
有两件重要的事情我们需要知道的。
And there are two important matters we must know.
第一个，我们有活着被提的指望。
And the first one is the hope.Of be taken alive.
第二个
And the second,
我们要逃避将来的可怕的审判
That we can escape the fearful judgment that's coming to the earth.
求主保守我们不落在那个黑暗里面咬牙切齿的懊悔
May the Lord save us from falling into the time of weeping and gnashing of teeth.
所以这是我们弟兄在他的信息中间讲的非常明确的两件事情。
And that's the two matters our brother shared with us, which is very clearly.
那么弟兄姊妹们
So dear brothers and sisters,
其实在圣经非常早期的时候
And we can see that in the very early stage of the Bible,
在创世纪开头一段日子
And even at the beginning of the book of Genesis,
神就已经开始警戒我们了。
And at that time, God is already warning us.
刚才我们读到创世纪第五、第六章里面两个人物。
And we just read about two characters in chapter 5 of Genesis.
神已经借着他们对我们说话。
For God was spoken to us through them.
我们晓得以诺是活着被提的人。
For Enoch was taken while he's alive.
在人类的历史上第一个活着被提的。
And Enoch was the first one that was raptured alive.
所以神就告诉我们圣徒有活着被提的指望。
And God is telling us every believer has this hope of rapture alive.
那么第二个挪亚。
And the second is Noah.
告诉我们他怎样带领他的全家脱离那个可怕的大审判。
And speaking to us how Noah, he had saved his family from the great judgment that came on the earth.
神用洪水灭世。
For God used the flood to destroy the whole world.
只有挪亚一家的八口没有灭亡。
It's only the household of Noah, eight souls saved.
那么弟兄姊妹，神就借着这两个人物已经开始对我们的心说话。
For God using these two characters to speak to us.
当你仔细读这些话语的时候，
And when you carefully read these scriptures,
你会发现他们两个有一个共同的现象。
And you see both of them have something in common.
就是他们都有与神同行的经历。
Because they all have the experience of walking with God.
弟兄姊妹，这是末后时代，是儿女在地上一个重要的经历。
And dear brother and sister, this is a very important and serious experience for the children of God in these last days.
这篇信息，我今天在世界各地都很多地方都讲过。
And the message I'm sharing with today, I have shared with other brother and sister around the world.
本来这次来呢，在那个主日我想讲一些其他的信息。
Before I was preparing for this message, I was thinking of sharing something else.
但是好像圣灵提醒我这个太重要了。
But there's this burden that the Holy Spirit put on me.
所以我要把重要的信息先告诉你们。
And I need to share with you this important message.
因为我们处在同一个时代。
Because today we're living in the same age.
我们同样面临重大的事情要发生。
We are also facing some great things going to happen to.
所以弟兄姊妹们，请我们记得。
So dear brothers, let us remember.
与神同行
，walking with God.
这恐怕是今日最重要的一个属灵的经历。
And it's the most important experience for every Christian today.
我对于这个真理，我们稍微有一点的解释。
Let us give us some explanation about this experience.
我先讲这个与神这两个字。
And firstly, we want to speak about with God.
我们知道呢，这个小小的词句啊，是包含一个很重要的真理，经历的真理。
And even this, in these two words, it encapsulated a very important truth.
因为在我们基督徒的生活里面，
Because in the life as a Christian,
我们肯定有这样的一个问题。
We may face the same problem.
我们基督徒跟随主是主动对呢，还是被动对？
So when we following the law, are we passively following or are we actively following?
弟兄姊妹，你感觉是怎样？主动对还是被动对啊？
So you ask yourself, are you part of those actively following or the passively following?
两个都对啊。
It's like both are correct.
你这样讲 也有它的道理啊。
And maybe there's some truth in that.
那么我们读《使徒行传》的时候啊，
And when we read the book of Acts,
的确神给我们看见两个例子。
And God give us two examples.
好像彼得比较被动。
It looks like Peter was very passive.
然后保罗呢是比较主动。
And you look at Paul, he's very active.
其实呢，弟兄姊妹们，
But dear brothers and sisters,
无论是主动和被动都不对。
Whether you're actively or passively, it's all wrong.
我们什么样的光景才是对的？
Well, what kind of condition is right then?
这个与神呢，说出一个重要的一个经历的原则。
And these two words, with God, speak something very important.
这说明在被动中的主动。
And it's saying, we are passively following God actively.
Passively active.
We are passively active.
我想年轻人记得吧。
Can the young brother and sister understand that?
中文记得吗？
I can
被动中的主动。
And so we are passively active.
请我们记得。
And let us remember.
我们的神从来不被动的。
Because our God himself is not passive.
他做任何事情都是他先。
Because everything is he did first.
这个意思是什么呢？是他先动，然后我们再动。
Because it tells us it's always God move first and we follow on.
我简单解释你们就会明白了。
I give you a simple example and you understand.
我们常常说是他先爱我们，所以我们才爱他。
We always pray we love God because he first loved us.
就像做父母的对儿女一样。
It's just like parents love toward their children.
因为你爱你的孩子们。
Because you love your children.
哎呦，有的时候你的孩子们呢，这个爱发动，他主动爱你，父母很欢喜。
But then one, in some
moment with your children, and yet and they out of themselves are loving you, and you are so moved.
所以，请我们记得，在属灵生命的经历里面，只有被动中的主动，那么那个才是对的。
And so, in our spiritual experience, we must have this must go through the passively active. Then that is right.
是神愿意，我们才愿意。
Because God is willing, then we are willing.
因为他动，所以我们才能主动。
Because God moves, then we can follow.
这是一个很重要的一件事情。
And this is very important.
感谢主，如果他不要动，你动也没用。
So if God is not moving, if you are actively moving, then it's useless.
所以在圣经里面这个与神这个小小的词非常的重要。
So in the Bible, these two words, with God, is so important.
其实呢，这是一个得胜的秘诀。
Because it's the secret of victory.
因为他愿意与我们在一起。
Because he's willing to be with us.
你才能够与他在一起。
And then we can be with him.
是吧？那么你任何时候与神在一起。
So every time we spoke of with God,
你有什么可怕的呢？
Then is anything else you can be afraid of?
他比万有都大。
Our God is greater than all.
仇敌在他眼前根本不算什么的。
Even our enemy, it counts nothing in the sight of God.
世界在他面前也算不得什么的。
Even this whole world in the eyes of God is nothing.
我们这个人小小的难处更算不得什么。
And all the trouble and difficulty we have, it means nothing to God.
你想想看，有神跟你在一起，你怕什么呢？
And so if God is with us, is with you, what are you afraid of?
所以我们只要跟神在一起。
So if we are with God,
什么难处都能胜过。
We can overcome every difficulty.
所以这是得胜的秘诀。
And that is a secret to overcome.
这也是我们基督徒生活正常的秘诀。
And also the secret for our normal Christian life.
你跟他在一起，你不能不正常。
Because if you are with God, there's no option to be not normal.
像那个孩子一样，说跟着爸爸在一起就不敢乱讲话了，对吧？
As if like the children following their father, then they will behave themselves.
如果我们跟神在一起，我们就不敢乱做事。
And if we are with God, following God, then we will dare not to do things ourselves.
自然你就过着正常的生活。
And then you can have a normal life experience.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters,
当然在圣经里面讲到与神有好多的事。
And in the Bible, there's many places speak about with God.
但是其中与神同行是一个重要的经历。
But walking with God is so important.
那么特别在今天这个末后的时代。
Especially in these last days.
地上光景非常混乱。
And today on the world, everywhere is full of confusion.
我们最可靠的就是与神同行。
And the most trustworthy way is to follow God, to walk with God.
当然你要与神同行啊。
And if we want to walk with God,
这里有几件重要的事情提醒一下。
And here there's a few important things that we need to be reminded.
你要与神走神所要的路。
If you want to walk with God on His way,
第一个
and the first point,
你要放弃自己的路。
You need to let go of your own way.
对不对呢？
Is that right?
如果你走你的路，神走神的路，怎么能同行呢？
If you walk your own way and God is walking on His way, well, how can you be walking together?
你知道我们很自私啊。
You know every one of us is selfish.
我们常常要求神放弃啊。
We so often ask God to let go of His way.
让他跟我们走。
And it's like, well, God, you come with me.
是不是这样呢？你看，天天生活中，主啊，你祝福我这个，主啊，祝福我那个，你都是要求神放弃来跟随你啊。
Isn't that in our prayer every day? We ask God, come and bless me on this, bless me on that.
So
you're asking God to let go His way to come to you.
如果你懂得，你就要放弃你自己，你才能走神的路。
But if you understand, then you know you need to let go of your own way, then you can follow God.
我们知道，我们人堕落之后啊。
You know that when after man has fallen,
我们人都是自私的。
Every one of us is very selfish.
我们的己是很支配我们的。
For this self has a strong hold on us.
我们走自己的路啊，觉得最舒服。
Because when we walk in our own way, we feel most comfortable.
是不是这样的？
Is that right?
但是我们走自己的路非常危险。
But if we walk in our own way, it's most dangerous.
以赛亚告诉我们。
For Isaiah tells us,
他说我们都如羊 走迷，偏行己路。
Isaiah tells we are like sheep going astray, each going to our own way.
圣经用羊来形容我们是非常好的。
It's very good that the Bible uses sheep to describe us.
因为这个羊的智慧是很低的一种动物。
Because as the animal of sheep is very low intelligence.
啊，也许你觉得说，哎呀，像我这样聪明才智的人，我才不是羊呢。
And maybe you say, well, brother, I'm so clever, I'm not a sheep.
弟兄姊妹，不管你在世界上你有多聪明。
But brothers, whether you're so clever in the world,
在神眼中看你还是个羊啊。
But in God's eye, you're still his sheep.
是个愚昧的羊啊。
And is a sheep of ignorance.
我可以告诉你，你再聪明，你也不会比魔鬼聪明。
Because whether you're, if you think that you're so smart, you cannot be smarter than the devil.
但是我们多喜欢这个偏行己路啊。
But we all like to go our own way.
哎呦，我们的聪明，我们的才干，我们的经验，我们的雄心啊，我们的爱好，都支配我们的生活，对不对呢？
And it's like daily, what's governing us is our wisdom, our experience, our desire, and our ambition.
所以今天要与神同行。
And today, if we want to walk with God,
第一个你就不能走自己的路。
And the first thing is that we cannot walk our own way.
第二个点提醒。
And then the second point to remind us,
不走自己的路，走别人的路也不可以。
If you don't walk your own way, it's also you cannot walk somebody else's way.
我们看在世界上不仅很多人跟着人走啊。
Because today we see many people are following others on that way.
跟着很多伟人，跟着很多有大智慧的人走。
They are following some great leaders and famous person.
在教会里面，人也是很多时候喜欢跟着人走。
And even in the church, there's so many like to follow others.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
即使你跟着保罗走
，Even if you follow Paul's way,
保罗是一个。忠心跟随主的人
，And Paul is the one that faithfully followed the Lord.
保罗也告诉你啊
，But yet Paul tells you,
你要效法我，像我效法基督。
It's like you follow me as I'm a follower of Christ.
哎，你最好跟着基督走。
So the best thing is you follow Christ.
所以你今天即使跟着一个很忠心侍奉主人走，你还要怎么样与神同行？
So even today, you are following some faithful servant of God, you still need to walk with God yourself.
现在你就懂了保罗在加拉太书为什么说他说我不借的人也不由于人，对不对？
And that's why Paul in the book of Galatians, that his calling is not of man, is not from man.
因为他要与神同行。
Because he wants to walk with God.
我年轻时候读他的话，一些话，哎呦，我觉得这个很骄傲啊。
And sometimes when I was young, reading Paul's letter, I feel that he's very proud.
他说那些有名望的人并没有加添我什么。
And he said those that are great did nothing good to me.
但弟兄姊妹们，我们要知道，我们从蒙恩得救一直到今天，主也借着许多的人帮助我们。
And brother and sister, we know that from the day that we are saved until today, there are many people that have helped us.
我们不是要轻看他们。
We are not looking down on them.
我对着过去那些帮助我的年长弟兄姊妹，我永远感激。
And in all those years that those elder brothers and sisters that have helped me, I'm so grateful to them.
但是感激归感激，尊敬归尊敬，你还是要与神同行。
Even you've been grateful and honor and respect them, but you still need to walk with God.
神从来没有叫我们与什么人同行。
God never asked us to walk with someone else.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters,
今天在教会历史上，我们看见很多人犯这个错误啊。
And we look in the church history, so many believers have walked this wrong way.
我记得有一次，一位比我年长的弟兄，他对我说
，And once I remember an older brother than me spoke to me.
他已经到主那里去了啊。
And today he's already with the Lord.
他曾经非常痛苦地告诉我
，And once.He was telling me with great sorrow.
他说我年轻的时候
，and he told me when he was young.
因为我对一位年长的弟兄啊，非常的佩服。
He said I was so respectful and honoring one older brother.
我不计代价的跟随他
，and I pay all great price to follow him.
牺牲一切跟随他
，I let go of everything just to go with him.
结果二十年后
，and after 20 years,
我发觉错了。
I discover that I did wrong.
他说我懊悔不已啊。
At that moment, he was so regretful. He said, as a man's life, there's not many 20 years you can waste on. He said, those 20 years was my best years.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
but dear brothers and sisters, we need to walk with God.
每个人都可以与神同时,
every one of us can walk with God.
当然你跟着一个组织走也不行,
and also, you can also follow an organization.
今天有很多人建立这个组织, 那个组织, 他们呢热心在这些组织的里面。
And today, men formed many organizations, and some believers are so actively following that organization.
那也是一个错误。
And that also is wrong.
当然,
of course,
如果今天你走世界的路, 那更是错。
If you today are walking the world's way, it's even also wrong.
但是你会看见大多数神的儿女们今天很多走世界的路。
And today you see many children of God, they're actually walking the way of the world.
当然更可怕的,
and most fearful thing is,
有人跟着魔鬼走的,
it's terrifying to see that some even follow the devil.
啊, 你以为, 为什么会有人会跟着魔鬼走啊?
What do you think, why people will follow the devil?
哇, 他们发现跟着魔鬼走可以得名得利啊。
Because they feel that if they follow the devil, they will get fame and position.
你记得主耶稣，魔鬼曾经对主耶稣说啊,
and you know that the devil once spoken to Jesus,
这世界的荣华富贵都是我的,
all the prosperity of the world is mine.
你只要拜我,
if you bow down and worship me, I will give you everything.
对,
and that's why today so many are following the devil.
当然,
and that's most terrifying
所以呢,
thing.
当我们在讲到与神同行的时候, 我们不能不注意这些负面的东西,
so when we speak of walking with God, we have to even pay attention to all these wrong things, wrong ways.
然后我们来看一看以诺跟挪亚怎样与神同行。
But now, let us look at Enoch and Noah, how they walk with God.
圣经记载,
the Bible is written,
以诺65岁的时候,
when Enoch was 65 years old,
他生了一个儿子叫马土沙拉,
and he gave birth, he had a son called Methuselah.
从那个时候呢, 他就开始与神同行,
and from that time, he started walk with God.
可见前面65年呢, 他也没有发现与神同行的重要。
So as if the Bible is telling us, for the previous 65 years, Enoch discovered the importance of walking with God.
很奇妙,65岁的时候,生了这么一个儿子,他有个转变。
And yet, so amazingly, is that when you're 65 years old, and you had a son, then he realized he needs to walk with God.
大部分解经的人呢,
and most people that expound the Bible,
都是这么说的,
and they all explain it this way.
因为我们知道, 马土沙拉死的那一年,
for we know that the year that Methuselah is dead,
就是神用洪水灭世的时候,
and it's the year when God used the flood to destroy the world.
所以有很多人说了, 以诺啊, 因此里面受到警惕,
and they tell us that because Enoch received that revelation and he was alerted.
但弟兄姊妹, 你知道马土沙拉活了几岁吗?
But dear brother and sister, did you know how long the Methuselah lived up to?
啊, 有没有弟兄姊妹知道活了几岁啊?
And any brothers can remember how long he lived for?
他活了969岁。
He lived for 969 years.
哇, 这是人类历史上活得最久的一个人。
And he was the longest living man in human history.
所以呢, 我们想说呢, 这个孩子一生, 将近千年以后发生的事情, 对以诺会产生这么大的一个冲击啊。
So as this child was born, and yet as God revealed to Enoch something that's going to happen in 1,000 years time, and yet he greatly moved him.
当然这个解释也不是错误。
We know that this explanation is not wrong.
但是我们可以看见圣经有另外一种的解释。
But we also see in the Bible there's another explanation.
就当我们读犹大书的时候,
is when we read the book of Jude.
我们会发现这个, 以诺里面有先知的灵。
And it tells us that Enoch has the spirit of prophecy.
他会这个说预言。
And he was able to prophesy.
那么好，这里给我们提醒一件重要的事情。
And here it tells us something very important.
就说明呢，以诺的灵是敏锐的。
It tells us the spirit of Enoch is very sensitive.
以诺的灵是清楚的。
And his spirit is also very clear.
你知道，神可以对一个灵清楚敏锐的人。
But God is able to move someone with a very sensitive spirit.
用最小的事就能叫他醒悟过来。
And God can use a very small matter to, and he will wake up to it.
为什么以诺生马土撒拉就有这种的醒悟？
And how, why is Enoch when he had a son, then he suddenly realized it?
哇，我们弟兄姊妹生了好多孩子也没醒悟。
But today we can see many believers have many children and none of them seem to have realized.
那我们知道生孩子是很普遍的事，对不对？
Because to us, like, given having children is quite common.
当然母亲生孩子不容易，但是生孩子是很普遍的事情。
Even though it's difficult for a mother to give birth to a child, but having children is quite common.
所以因此这里提醒我们。
And that's why here it reminds us.
只要你的灵的感觉是敏锐的。
If your spirit is sensitive,
里面是清楚的。
And your spirit is very clearly,
神可以在你的生活中用最小的事对你说话。
And God can speak to you even using small things in life.
那么弟兄姊妹们，
So dear brothers and sisters,
你我里面的灵是敏锐的吗？
Is your spirit and my spirit very sensitive?
我们晓得到末后的时代，
For we know that in these last days,
还有一个可怕的现象，
There is also a very terrifying condition.
整个的时代都是在昏睡的光景中。
Is as if the whole generationHave fallen asleep.
连教会都是这样。
And even the church is dormant.
你看我们多少神的儿女们呢？这个灵像在睡觉，沉睡。
And you see many child of God, children of God, that spirit have fallen asleep.
我们年长的弟兄啊，有一天呢，他这个很激愤，他讲就不是睡觉，是 coma, coma.
And even an older brother said, today the believer's spirit is not fallen asleep, but they have.Falling into coma.
我们所处的是个时代。
And this is the generation we are in.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
你要维持你我里面灵里面光景的敏锐。
We need to maintain the sensitivity in our spirit.
什么叫警醒啊？
And how can you stay awake?
警醒就是不睡觉。
If you want to stay awake, you cannot sleep.
弟兄姊妹，我们的灵在沉睡嘛。
Dear brother and sister, is our spirit fallen asleep today?
如果沉睡，
if you have fallen asleep,
神在做大事你也感觉不到。
If even God did something great, it's still insensitive to you.
所以我知道有很多神的儿女们很喜欢去参加所谓的奉新会。
I see many places the children of God like to attend a revival meeting.
我们刚刚过了一个夏令会。
And as like us, we have passed as a summer conference.
哇，我们在美国一年好多的特会。
And in the U.S. throughout the year, there's so many different conferences.
哇，经过一个特会，好像这个灵醒了一点了，对吧？
And every time we attend a conference, it's like our spirit have woken up for a moment.
从现在好，立志要好好的爱主。
And then we just determine that from that moment on, I'm going to love the Lord.
一个礼拜还不错。
And then you stay like that for a week.
两个礼拜，几个月，有的人能维持这样。
And maybe you can maintain it for 2 weeks or two months.
但是慢慢又睡着了。
And slowly you fall asleep.
所以我们需要多少个这种奉新会一直的刺激我们呢？
And so we need all the revival meeting one after another to stir us up.
以诺不需要这样。
But Enoch doesn't need that.
他维持里面一个清醒的灵。
For you are able to maintain a clear spirit.
儿子一出生，
and as soon as the son was born,
整个人醒悟过来，
and he completely woken up.
我们知道他能与神同行300年呢，
and he was able to walk with God for 300 years.
他还可以往下去的。
He was able to continue on.
啊，神说够了，够了，就把他收走了。
But God said, "Oh no, that's enough." He take him with him.
弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们经过一个奉新能维持一年吗？
After you attend a revival meeting, can you maintain it for a year?
能吗？
Can you do that? I can see some brothers and sisters nodding their head.
希望这一年你都警醒。
And you are hoping that you can be awake throughout this whole year.
最好从现在你就开始清醒, 一直地跟随主直到主再来。
And the best is for you to stay awake up from this moment until the Lord returns.
仰望主的怜悯。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
希伯来书告诉我们,
also the book of Hebrews tells us,
以诺在神取去他之前已经得着神喜悦的名证。
Before Enoch was taken with God, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
这个喜悦的名证是什么?
What does it mean to be pleased?
就是与神同行。
It's because he walked with God.
今天在这个世代中,
in our generation,
所有与神同行的叫神的心最满足。
Everyone that walks with God pleases God.
所以求主使我们得着警惕。
So may the Lord make us to stay alert.
维持一个清醒的灵。
So that our spirit remain alert.
能够与神同行。
And we can walk with God.
那么也许你能得着极大的恩典，活着被提。
Then you may experience that great grace to be raptured, taken to be with God alive.
弟兄姊妹，你羡慕活着被提吗？
Dear brother and sister, do you covet to be taken alive to be with God?
我是非常羡慕。
I'm covered so much.
不要把这个当作小事啊。
Don't look at it as something small.
那我们再看挪亚。
And now when we look at Noah,
圣经说挪亚也是与神同行。
It tells us that Noah also walked with God.
但是挪亚处在一个非常可怕的时代。
But Noah was in a very terrifying generation.
圣经告诉我们说那个人在地上整日所思想的都是恶。
Even God tells us that throughout the whole world, everyone's heart is intent for evil.
哇，我现在发现呢，我们处在这个时代真的是这样。
And I discover that is the generation we are in today.
弟兄姊妹，你想想看，你脑子里面存着什么东西啊？
Have you ever think of what's going on through your mind?
现在撒旦不断地把邪恶的东西输送进来。
As Satan is constantly putting all the evil things, thoughts into your mind.
所以我常常讲，从前我们年轻的时候，你要碰见那些不好的事情，你要跑到特别地方去，你才能碰到，对不对啊？
And I always thought when I was young, if you want to happen to see something bad, you need to go to some specific place.
现在不需要，它送到你家里面来了。
But now you don't have to, because all of these things come into your living room.
还送到你个人的生活里面来了。
And even all these evil things comes to your mobile.
你手中只要一个手机。
You just need to have a mobile in your hand.
什么坏事情都在里面。
And all the evil things can all come through your mobile.
当然也有点好事情啊。
But of course, something good can also come.
但是呢，要小心。
But we need to be very careful.
尤其在末后的时代。
Especially in these last days.
撒旦污染我们人的心思。
Because the Satan's tactic is to defile.
真的，有人终日所思想都是恶。
Because there are people in the world that all the thoughts throughout the day is evil.
所以主耶稣说末后的日子就是挪亚的日子。
And that's why Jesus tells us that these last days is like the days of Noah.
神看人已经败坏了行为。
And God sees that every man's way is wicked.
所以接下来就是大的审判。
And so what's coming is great judgment.
所以今天我们也面临一个可怕大审判的时代。
And so what facing us is a great judgment coming.
感谢神,
but we thank God.
在一片荒凉的光景中,
even in this desolation,
那么挪亚与神同行,
Noah walked with God.
他不仅自己与神同行,
and not only he walked with God himself,
他也带领他的家人与神同行,
and even led his whole family to walk with God.
弟兄姊妹们,
so dear brothers and sisters,
你不要光顾你自己, 你要顾到你的家人,
don't just look after yourself. You need to look after your family.
神用挪亚对我们说话，我们全家人可以蒙恩的。
For God is telling us that through Noah, our whole family can be saved.
所以你要为你的家人祷告。
You need to pray for your family. You need to lead your family to love God. Lead the family to follow God. So dear brothers and sisters, Noah loved God and he also loved his family. So the whole family was escaped from the judgment. So we need to pay attention to the members of our family. I know that our generation is a difficult generation. In the past, there was something happened where I am. There's one of the fathers in our assembly. He was so worried about his son. Because he observed that his son, the high school son, every time he come home, he'll lock himself in the room. Because of course, as the son closed the door, he turned on the computer. But the father outside do not know what he was watching. And then he speak to his son. And next time when he come home, don't lock up your door, your bedroom.
这个年轻孩子说, 我有我的 privacy, 对吧? 我们, 在美国很尊重这个隐私权的。
And the son said, but dad, I have my privacy.
我当然要关门了。
Of course I want to close the door.
所以每天呢, 一放学之后啊,
so every day when he come home from school,
这个父子两个就是一个在关门,一个开门的。
And so you can see that the son is trying to close the door and the dad is trying to open the door.
每天都是玩这个,上这个戏啊,你开门他关门这样。
And so every day they had gone through this matter of the son closed the door and the father turned open the door.
结果你知道这个父亲有一天做了什么事吗?
Do you know at the end what did the father do?
当这个儿子去上学的时候,
when the son went to school,
他把他的房门拆掉了。
And so the father took away the door.
结果这个儿子一回来一看门不见了。
So when the son comes home, he saw that his bedroom had no door.
从那天开始起,
and from that day onwards,
他再也不叫他爸爸,
the son does not call his father dad anymore.
真是悲剧啊,
and you can see how sad the ending is.
这是我们现在所面对的实际问题,
and this is something really happened in the midst of us.
我们多需要主的恩典,
how much grace we need from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
要起来好好地爱主,
we need to rise up to love the Lord.
为自己祷告,
we pray for ourselves.
为家庭祷告,
we pray for our family.
为教会祷告,
we pray for the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
你要知道将来面临的那个大审判是多么可怕。
Do you know the judgment that coming is terrifying?
圣经告诉我们说, 在诺亚的时代, 甚至用洪水灭世。
But the Bible tells us, in Noah's days, God destroyed the whole world with a flood.
圣经告诉我们再一次, 神不是用水, 是用火。
But God said once again, He will not use a flood, but you use fire.
多可怕!
How terrifying that is.
我想这个暑假主已经在提醒你们了。
I think that this summer, God is reminding us.
你们山上那个大火烧到今天没烧完呢。
And even I see that even the bush fire is still burning today.
那个还没有烧到我们这里，烧到这里更不得了，对不对？
And today the fire is not here, but if it got here, then what to expect?
求主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
弟兄姊妹们，神有最后的大审判。
We know that God has His judgments.
针对这个罪恶的世界。
And the judgment is for the sin of the world.
针对魔鬼一切的作为。
The judgment is for the devil's works.
主告诉我们有路可以逃脱的。
But today, God is pointing to us the way of escape.
如果我们忽略了。
And if we ignore it,
将来我们只有懊悔的。
What left for us is regret.
所以约翰，不，挪亚。
So Noah,
不仅使自己敬畏神。
Not only himself fear God.
那么他带领全家一同敬畏神。
He even lead his family to fear God.
今天这个世界,
Today in this world,
不仅是一个沉睡的世界，
not only the world have fallen asleep,
也是一个不敬虔的世界，
and also a world that does not fear God.
我有时候甚至感觉连我们基督徒啊都不够敬畏主。
And I observe that many Christians does not fear God at all.
我们失去这种敬畏。
We do not fear. We lost the fear.
有时候可能因为神的爱太大了。
And maybe you say because God's love is too great.
我们就变得很随便，对不对？
And so we become very careless.
我们不要忘记神是慈爱的神。
But don't forget that God is merciful God.
但是他也是公义的神。
But he also is a just God.
他也是圣洁的神。
He also is a holy God.
所以求主给我们有敬畏他的心。
So may God give us a heart to fear him, reverence him.
这个时代
in this generation,
太不敬畏神了。
There's so many ungodly things.
所以我们仰望主自己的怜悯。
May God have mercy on each one of us.
所以在圣经一开头的时候，圣经给我们两个人，两幅图画，很清楚地告诉我们。
So in the beginning of the Bible, God show us two characters and give us two pictures.
在末后的时代。
And in these last days,
神的儿女有被提荣耀的指望。
The children of God have this great hope of being taken to be with God alive.
神的儿女可以逃脱将来的大审判的可怕。
And also the children of God can escape from the great judgment coming to the world.
所以求主让我们不忽略。
So may God have mercy on us that we do not neglect this.
在以后以色列历史中
And we can see later in the history of Israel.
神也借着先知们和许多的圣徒们给我们有这方面的警惕。
God used many prophets to even alert his people.
大家都很熟悉阿摩斯书第三章第三节的话。
We all very familiar with the book of Amos chapter 3 and verse 3.
那里说呢，二人若不同心，岂能同行？
If two people do not agree, how can they walk together?
啊，你看英文是用 agree 这个字。
So in English, we use the term agree.
这个同心呢，其实就是 agree 什么意思？同意。
And it means that we agree together.
为什么神用这个同意这个字呢？
And why does God use this word agree?
因为神尊重人的选择。
Because God respect your choice.
所以今天要不要与神同行，神让你选择。
For today, whether you want to walk with God, it's your choice.
因为我们神从来不勉强人做事的。
For our God never force you.
他不会勉强你跟他走的。
He will not force you to walk with him.
他要你自己同意。
He want you to willingly choose to walk with him.
那么弟兄姊妹，今天我问你们。
So dear brother and sister, I want to ask you today.
你们同意吗？
Do you agree with God?
都没有人敢讲啊。
Why are you all silent?
都不同意啊。
So it means you all disagree.
哇，那是很可怕的事情。
And to me, that's terrifying.
你同意吗？
Do you agree with God?
感谢主。终于有人大声说了。
And thank God, some of you acknowledge.
为了加深印象，我再问你们同意吗？
Just to be clear, do you agree with God?
Agree.
Do you agree?
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. 希望不是光嘴巴讲啊。
I will hope that it's not just you spoken with your
lips. 要真正同意啊。
You need to say it from your heart.
从今天开始起。
And from today onwards.
如果过去弟兄们已经与神同行了，要保持。
So if you already walk with God, continue.
你从来都不知道与神同行，今天开始。
If you never walk with God, start today.
与神同行。
Walk with God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们同意神的路。
We agree God's way.
我们同意与他同行。
We agree to walk with him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
愿主使我们的心思意念能够被更新。
May the Lord change our heart and our mind.
我们这一堂聚是十二点半，对不对？那时间到了。
The times have come.
好，因为中间还有一些重要东西没时间讲，你们自己去思想。
There's few other important points Because of time I cannot share with you, you will need to go and meditate yourself.
好好的读神的话。
You spend time to read the word of God.
不，我讲道向来喜欢准时。
I like to stick to time.
好，让我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Oh dear Lord, our heart is full of thanksgiving to you.
是你把我们留在最末后的世代。
You have left us in these last days.
就外面来看，这是一个可怕的时代。
Outwardly, it's a terrible time.
但是你要开我们的眼睛。
But you also will open our eyes to see.
让我们知道我们处在一个最荣耀的时代。
But we also at a time that is most glorious.
因为我们有活着被提的指望。
For with that great hope of being taken to be with you alive.
在我们活在地上的日子，我们就能看见你荣耀的降临。
For during the day we live on the earth, we can see your glorious return.
这是以往的世代。
And it's the blessing that was not possible in the past ages.
是任何的圣徒们都无法蒙的恩典。
For those saints that before us have not able to experience.
今天你把这个恩典摆在我们的眼前。
But today you have given us this great grace.
主啊，求你使我们能同意。
And Lord, we pray that you make us agree with you.
让我们今天起来与你同行。
And today, we'll raise up to walk with you.
我们愿意你在创世以前所预备的那个伟大的日子。
And from the time in the beginning where you have prepared for this great day.
所要降临的荣耀。
For your glory shall come.
我们能有份于其中。
And we can be partaken.
我们愿意把自己和亲爱的弟兄姊妹都交在你恩典的手中。
For Lord, we want to commit ourselves and our dear brother and sister into your hand.
主啊，你保守我们。
Please keep us, Lord.
没有一个是失落的。
That none of us will fallen away.
在你回来的日子。
So on the day of your return.
我们都能够欢乐地聚在你宝座的跟前。
We can all be joyfully stand before thee.
主啊，时候不多了。
Lord, the time is short.
保守我们。
Please keep our hearts.
施恩给我们。
Give us grace.
让我们学以诺。
That we may follow the example of Enoch.
让我们的灵永远在你面前是清醒的。
So that may our spirit be always sensitive before you.
让我们如同挪亚。
And we also like Noah.
存着敬畏的心活在这个罪恶的世界里。
With a godly fear to live in these last days.
主啊，向我们施恩典。
Please give us grace, Lord.
谢谢你早晨与我们众人同在。
We thank you for your presence with us this morning.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers, Lord.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.